tax collection measures, delayed due dates, and other programs that we can use to help delinquent taxpayers. If you owe the IRS, don't wait. Act now and get relief before they fully resume collection activities again. Call David at 864-271-7940 for your free planning session and let them help you be proactive.
Purple Haze, with locations in Williamston and Clemson, celebrates mothers all this month by helping to feed hungry children. For every 6 cans of food you donate in May, choose from a 20% discount on your entire purchase, or get a $30 above waist piercing, or buy 2, get 1 free on jewelry. Help Purple Haze take care of moms with your donations of 6 cans of non-perishable food items. Purple Haze, a local business in Williamston and Clemson, taking care of your local community. Purple Haze.
Hey Upstate, have you heard the news? Duck Donuts is turning one on June 2nd, and that's absolutely quacktastic. On Wednesday, June 2nd, Out of Bounds is going to be at Duck Donuts at the Plaza on Pelham from noon till 3 p.m., and we are absolutely pumped. And if I know Greg and Julie Terry, get ready for some birthday donuts, special offers, and more. Y'all come celebrate Duck Donuts' first birthday with us on June 2nd from 12 to 3 p.m. over at Duck Donuts at the Plaza on Pelham. That's 12 to 3 p.m. over at Duck Donuts at the Plaza on Pelham.
Sleep tight and don't let the bed bugs bite.
That was once just a nursery rhyme, but not so much anymore. Now you can find them just about everywhere, from homes to hotels to even hospitals. At Clark's, we will find the bed bugs and present a plan to eliminate those nightmarish creatures. If you suspect that you have bed bugs, give us a call and set up a free estimate. And don't forget, we have one of the best pest and termite control programs in the business. Call us at 864-233-2847 or visit us at clarkspest.com today.
This is Coach Dabo Sweeney. I remember how great it was to turn 21, but remember, just because you're 21 or over doesn't mean you can buy alcohol for anyone underage. In fact, you could face fines and jail time for a first offense. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws to save lives. When officers catch a minor with alcohol, they ask, who gave it to them? Don't let it be you. For more information, go to phoenixcenter.org.
Drive-by birthday parties, virtual weddings. In a world full of things you never thought possible, here's one more. Now you can get Allstate's quality insurance at an affordable rate. When you bundle your home and auto, you'll save up to 25%. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company, and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Upstate Hemp in Easley is your one-stop shop for all things CBD. Enjoy outstanding customer service, hemp education, and a wide range of made-in-the-USA CBD products. Enjoy the family-friendly atmosphere and personalized service to find the right products at an affordable price to help with anxiety, insomnia, and inflammation. Offering oils with or without THC, gummies, edibles, teas, lotions, vape cartridges, pet products, and more. Visit Upstate Hemp and experience the difference at 225 South Pendleton Street, downtown Easley.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the Upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the Upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Welcome back into Road Rage. Mark Childress filling in for Walt Deptula. Get on over on Twitter. Follow me at Childress Mark. Been having fun all week hanging out in here. We had Alex earlier in the week. Got Ramona in today. Always fun to work with her. Vibe broadband phone lines will be open for the rest of the show, 654-7627. Keep it up on the HealthDare text line, 986-1566. Half sports, half mayonnaise takes. If you missed the first 2 hours, sorry, go back and listen on the podcast. But that's where things have been going so far today. I've got my good buddy Morgan Thomas from the Morgan Thomas Show in studio with me. Before we get started with Morgan, let me tell you about our friends at First Class Halt. Halt, of course, stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. With locations in Greenville and in Anderson, they've always got great deals going on. I was checking this one out. Air conditioning performance and diagnostic is just $159.95. That's up to a pound and a half of Freon, AC fan operation, diagnostics if needed, and a performance test. You know what, folks? It's getting hot. I mean, a couple of days this week, especially if your car is parked outside, when you go and get in it, you need that AC to be working immediately. Go and take it to your friends at First Class Halt. Again, Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. Go to firstclasshalt.com or visit them at their locations in Greenville or in Anderson. Mr. Morgan Thomas, what's up, man?
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me on. Yeah. I need to go buy a First Class Halt myself because my back door on my Honda doesn't unlock. You know, all the other ones unlock.
What do you mean it doesn't unlock?
The button doesn't register with the button. If I unlock it, all the other doors unlock, the front and the one on the side or the right side, but the one behind the driver's seat doesn't unlock. So I need to go. I wonder how much it costs. I don't know, you know.
Yeah. Well, go reach out to them. I mean, obviously that's where you want to go.
That's what the H is for, the Honda, right? Halt.
Right.
So
that should make it the biggest priority is the first letter, I would think. Yeah, go out and reach out and see them. Hey, I haven't seen you in person in a while. Good to see you. You doing all right?
Yeah, I know. Are we 6 feet? Let me get
We
there.
Are.
Okay, just
I think
making
we're,
sure.
I think we are far enough, and you're headed to the beach next week, you were telling me. Nice vacation coming.
Yeah, going down to Myrtle Beach, you know, hopefully good air, as you guys were mentioning as I was driving in. Hopefully the air and the air quality is good.
Yes.
You know, I like to say the reason why if our air quality is bad, it's because of all the Ohio and New Jerseyans coming down. You know,
it's not the natives of South Carolina providing the problem.
No, I mean, you go to Myrtle Beach, you don't see any South Carolinians. I never did.
Not many. Well, yeah. You'll be a South Carolinian at Myrtle Beach.
I'll be like one.
Yeah, the minority. You and your friend. Hey, man, if folks aren't, you know, watching your show on the regular, and I know it'll be cranking up more, I guess, as we get closer to football season. But the Morgan Thomas Show's on Facebook and YouTube. You've been growing it. You're doing great. You're doing a lot of videos now, too. And that was one of the main reasons I wanted to get you in here today. You've been doing a lot of, like, recruiting-related videos. So when there's a big target that I feel like's on Clemson's horizon, and you're starting to hear about him, and, oh, this guy might be a Clemson lean. It's down to Clemson in Georgia. What's this five-star going to do? Every single time I start getting focused on one of these players, all of a sudden a video from the Morgan Thomas Show, again on Facebook or YouTube, pops up. So what got you going into that? And then I want to ask you about some of these specific recruits.
Well, you know, Clemson fans love – I mean, I'm a Clemson fan since I was, you know, born, really. I don't know anything different than being a Clemson fan.
Yep.
But after college football is over with, what do you do? I mean, you have to go into recruiting, and it's gotten so big. I mean, it's almost like a second type of season, you know, and there's their own little rivalries within of teams that may not even play each other. But that's what I love about it. I mean, there's these guys that come up that are really 17, 18 years old. Clemson is later on the recruiting offer, so I try to stay and focus on people that they've already offered. Now, some of these outlets go in, man, they go into the weeds, like 7th graders, 8th graders. I don't try to do that, but I like to focus on people that I know Clemson is going after, has at least offered, and really focus on those players and see how they're doing, see how good they are, see if they will, in my opinion, improve the team. Clemson does a great job. I mean, they have a great recruiting coordinator there, and they have, you know, Dabo Swinney's always so good. Tony Elliott and the whole crew there is top-level recruiters. And so, you know, it's different than when I was in high school or, you know, college even. I mean, Clemson was to get a five-star was a big deal.
Right.
You know, and now it's different. I mean, you know, Clemson's going to overwhelmingly offer 4 stars and above. I mean, I'm looking at it right now, and there's still a ton of videos we have to do. But I'm looking at it now, and I mean, if I'm predicting players that, you know, are leaning more towards Clemson in my mind or what I've been reading, you know, you're looking at out of 100, or really out of 99.9, right? Yeah. You're looking at everybody is above a 92 grade on 24/7 Sports Composite. So,
wow.
I mean, that is, That is a whole class of four stars, basically, and above. I mean, that's Clemson is that level. They've been at that level. You know, 2020 or 2019 class was a top class. 2020 is a top class. So it's just exciting. It's the second season. You know, it's the second. Like I said, it's you can analyze something completely different in the offseason.
I know some fans are saying, hey, the recruiting class for this next season hasn't been as solid, but it feels like with all the recruiting rules and COVID protocols being dropped and really recruiting pretty much returning to normal starting next week, it feels like Clemson just wants to get these guys on campus before they start just firing out offers and trying to snag guys. Is that the case?
I'm glad you brought that up. And I didn't put this on my things to talk about,
yeah.
But I'm glad you brought this up because as a fan myself, I get a little nervous looking at four. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you see four commits and it's gosh,
almost June,
the 27th.
Yeah.
You were
June,
talking about
next
June.
Week. Yeah.
That makes me really nervous. Now you got to remember there have been no all in cookouts,
right? No in-person visits.
Clemson has landed. I mean, Clemson landed their big-time recruits usually at the beginning of May when Dabo gets them down and he shows that beautiful facility.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you and I were down there for, I can't remember what event it was. I mean, just regular old people like you and me are in shock and awe about how beautiful the operations campus is down there.
Yes.
I mean, and we don't even get to see it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't even let me touch like the pool table. They just stay away, you know, and I'm like, man, this
the Morgan
is...
Thomas rule.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that over at Reeves.
Yeah. They're afraid I'm going to live stream it sometimes.
Yeah.
So I have to stay away and not show all
or
the
break
secrets.
Something.
I just want to try like the hyperbolic chamber and like, you know, sleep in like pure oxygen and stuff like that. I want to try that. But yeah, you got to get them on campus and I'm nervous. I was nervous initially because, and if you're listening, let me know what you think too, but they have four recruits. I was looking at
four committed recruits as of right now.
Yeah, let me take that back.
For next year's class.
Right. Now, in 2020, which was the, you know, Brian Bercee, Miles Murphy, DJ, Louisiana Lele class, right? They had five in 2018. So 2 years before that they became freshmen, they had five already committed.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay.
Before May of 2019, which would be the equivalent of where we are now.
Yes.
For this class. They had 11 more, so 16 total. That's for the 2020 class. So by the end of May, they had 16 commits, and Clemson has four right now. And the same thing goes for 2021. They had about 10 commits. They had five in 2019 for the 21 class. They had five between 2019 and May, and then they had – so that means 10, you know, if you do my Anderson math.
Good job.
So – you know, when you look at that.
And other schools aren't like Clemson. Like a lot of schools seem to kind of be on track with the number of commits they've already gotten so far as opposed to Clemson.
Yes and no.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got Ohio State. I think I'm seeing around 12.
Right.
From Ohio State, Georgia's. To me, though, those teams, Oklahoma, Notre Dame, those teams, that's where you can see the blue bloodedness of them, right?
Yes.
Because they seem to be trucking along no matter what. Now, Alabama's not on there, though. Alabama, Florida, Clemson all have around four or five. So that's why I don't get nervous. When I talk to Houston that's on my show, Big Al Allen, when we do our YouTube channel, it's all three of us kind of bouncing ideas off the wall.
Yep.
That's when they tell me, Morgan, calm down. It's nothing to worry about, nothing to get stressed out about because, one, other teams are also in the same situation that are big-time teams in the South. But also, too, Clemson will get them on campus and will woo them. And they do have a pretty good list of guys that are coming in second week of June. So, and all throughout June. So if they can get them into June. Now, my concern would be then if we don't have a couple more, you know, getting tagged with a tiger paw by July, you know, I'm a nervous person anyway. So I'm
guessing a little bit more nervous. Just having these guys on campus will get some commits just from that perspective. Or maybe some guys have already even committed and just, hey, we're going to wait and do it, you know, make it official at an on-campus type event. It'll be interesting. I'm not nervous. I mean, listen, I don't think you can question or worry about or, you know, have any concerns with recruiting as well as Clemson's been doing it for a long time. So when I look at it, I'm like, you know what? I get the feeling. I mean, these guys know what they're doing. We know that for sure. So
you think so?
Yeah, we definitely know that. So what's the last video that you did? What prospect was that on?
Oh, well, I don't know if it's released yet, but we just did one on Alex Van Summeren, this big guy from Michigan.
Okay.
And he decommitted from Michigan. His brother actually goes to Michigan State, but he's kind of like a, I don't want to say built like a stump, but 6 foot, 300 pounds.
Oh,
so he's bigger and taller than me anyways.
Yeah.
But he is a guy.
Like Grady Jarrett.
Yes. So, so DJ Reader type.
Yeah.
You go watch his film. He's listed as a defensive tackle, which is obvious, six foot, 300 pounds, right?
Yes.
Also starting running back. Okay. He can run the ball like straight up. And I'm not talking about jumbo packages.
Yes.
I mean, this guy can get
like
out of a
student body left, student body right.
I mean,
let's run some guys down.
Yeah. He can get in a traditional formation and run the ball against other teams. And it's amazing to watch. So he's not a highly, you know, recruited guy. He's not the, you know, he really probably should be taller. I mean, I guess, you know, if you're looking at like measurables.
Yes.
But so that's probably where he gets his knock from. But, you know, Clemson is definitely in the running. I mean, they're going to be up Michigan State, so I like him. Another guy that we recently did was DJ Wesolak from Missouri. So a guy who is a defensive end. Clemson right now, I was looking at it, they have offers out 18 defensive linemen right now and 19 defensive backs. And the next one is like offensive linemen. That's six that are still out there, right?
Yes.
So you're talking – if you want to know what Clemson's trying to get right now, defensive linemen, defensive backs.
Okay.
So they're definitely trying to get those two. So they need to capitalize. And I think based on the people that are visiting or assumed to be visiting.
Yes.
I do feel like when it all settles down, that's what makes me less nervous. When you really look at it, when it all settles down, when everything, you know, ends after June, even if we have to wait until December, which I don't want to. As a fan, I really don't want to. But even if we did, and I'm writing down all the ones that they have committed, you've got about four or five five-stars, or not committed, but of the ones that I feel like are leaning more towards Clemson.
Yes.
You got about four or five five-stars still yet to commit. You got, you know, 10 high-level four-stars that are still yet to commit that I do feel like are worth being on the list that, you know, are leaning towards Clemson. So if I told you today that will be where Clemson ends up, you're not going to be nervous.
No, not at all. We did, if you want to get in on the Health There text line, 986-1566. And if you've got any questions for Morgan or for me, or you just want to talk college football in general, Vibe broadband phone line, 654-7627. On the text line, Morgan, who is the first commit that you think the Tigers will get, or who's the next one you think the Tigers will get?
Well, I don't want to jinx it, you know, if they're listening. But who do I really think that I think some of these guys that you already see them doing interviews for with Clemson outlets,
yes,
that kind of tips my hat because I'm like, okay, you're already confident that talking to these, not ESPNs and Sports Illustrated, I'm talking like you're talking to, you know, Tiger Net,
David Hood, Will Vandervoort,
TCI, all those guys. So you're talking to the deep Clemson recruit or, you know, analysts, right? So I'd say Toriano Pride, which is the cornerback, you know, out of Missouri as well. I like him. I think he's close. And again, the guy I mentioned, DJ Wesolak, I don't know how long he's going to wait, but I think he's close as well. And there's another guy, Jihad Campbell, that is from IMG Academy. And I really would love to see him. He's a defensive end type guy. If he comes, and I'm just purely speculating here. So I'm just telling you as a fan here. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're listening, you just popped in. These are not solids. They're just my opinion. But if you get Campbell, he's got friends at IMG Academy that are traveling with him in June.
Yep.
And so if you get him, I feel like the other ones start to kind of jump on board too. Hey, I want to go with my friend. Right. So that's my thing is like, if you get one guy from IMG, good chance you might get two or three more. So.
Yep. Interesting. We shall see on all of that. We're going to go deeper into recruiting. Morgan brought in a number of the new magazines here on the college football front that he's already been diving into and things like that. So we've got a bunch of, I know we are going to have some differing opinions. Let's just put it that way on some different players and some teams out there heading into the season. So if you want to hang out with us, jump in on the phones or the text line. We will continue after this break. Mark Childress filling in for Walt Tepula, and this is Road Rage.
Hello, Medicare recipient. Gary Mahaffey here with insurance for seniors and disabled. question that I receive a lot is, what does an independent Medicare insurance agent offer me? I've been an agent for over a decade and am well-versed in this subject. Some of the things that a good agent offers you are professional advice when picking out the plan that best suits your needs, being there at all times before, during, and after the sale to answer any ongoing plan questions that you may have, keeping up with all the plans and advising you when your current plan may no longer best fulfill your needs, helping you navigate the Medicare waters when it comes to problems with your existing plan, etc. If you have never had a good agent, or worse yet, just signed up on the internet or over the phone, please call me today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and we will discuss your options in detail.
It's bow time. Grumbling tummies hitting your position? Drop a big bow box on them. Help support Folds of Honor and grab a limited edition camo big bow box with 8 pieces of chicken plus biscuits, fixings, and tea only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
Summer savings are on at Lowe's with $10 off 1 gallon cans of paint and $40 off 5 gallon pails via Lowe's gift card rebate, and savings up to $500 off select major appliance purchases. Shop Lowe's this Memorial Day. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. Actual sizes 110 to 640 fluid ounces. Paint offer valid through 6/2/21. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details and restrictions. Must ask store to apply discount or enter promo code online. Can't be combined with more discounts. Savings vary based on eligible total purchase. See Lowe's.com for restrictions. Valid through 6/9/21. U.S. only.
Hey y'all, Bridget here for Linex of Anderson. You've probably heard they have the best spray-on bed liner in the business, but did you know they carry a wide range of truck accessories? And they can hook you up with a variety of hitches, including fifth wheel and gooseneck. If you want to take your vehicle to the next level of tough, go see my dad and brothers at Linex of Anderson on Pierman Dairy Road. I promise they will treat you like family too.
Come see us today at Linex of Anderson.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Whether you're looking for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or just want a great dinner with friends, Carson's is your place. Open every day and taking all of the COVID-19 precautions to help you enjoy your time with friends and family while staying safe. Don't miss happy hour every day with discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the rib-eyed sandwich, hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, or double-fried chicken wings today. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, beside Tucker's.
The Health Dare Clinic is on the front lines for your health, reversing the high-risk symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, and obesity. Their chefs, health coaches, physical therapists, and licensed counselors will come into your home and help you raise your immune system, lose belly fat, and take back your health and your life. Buy one program, get one free. So easy. No gym workouts, shots, or starvation diets. It's a cellular health program, a whole new concept. Book your free consultation, 1-877-IDARE-ME, or go to idareme.com.
I am one of thousands of women with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC.
Which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body.
I am living in the moment and taking Ibrance, Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy.
Be in your moment. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com.
Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
If you have been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, it's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call are completely free. You've been through enough, and it's important to take action as soon as possible to get the full compensation that you deserve so you can focus on recovery. Call 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation with Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, and visit online at nicklaverylaw.com.
All the sports that's fit to air. Brad and Ben in the Press Box. Weekdays from 9 till noon on The Roar.
Welcome back into Road Rage. Mark Childress in for Walt Deptula all week long. We've got some folks on the Vibe broadband phone lines. Jump in, 654-7627. Morgan Thomas from the Morgan Thomas Show is in studio here with me. If you've got any questions about Clemson football recruiting from him or just want to talk college football, we got a couple questions on the text line and a couple of people calling in as well. So plenty to get to this segment. But first, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. Awesome group of folks over there. No, this is the most important thing that I'm going to say about George Coleman Ford, besides the fact that they're awesome. They have no hidden fees at all. No trickery. No, here's your price. Now we go back. There's a bunch of fees that we're tacking on to that. No hidden fees when you deal with them, and their highest priority is customer service. Go check out their Google reviews. Tons of five-star reviews. They are fantastic. A fourth-generation dealership. It's been there over 90 years. Straightforward pricing. Like I said, nothing hidden. Multiple-time Ford President's Club Award-winning dealership. They're consistent. Again, the Google reviews are amazing. Free vehicle delivery anywhere within 150 miles of the dealership. Go check them out at georgecolemanford.com. George Coleman Ford, great friends of the station and the show. Great supporters. I talked earlier about the Pops for Pups golf extravaganza we did earlier. George Coleman Ford was one of our main sponsors, and I really personally appreciate that. So plenty going on with those guys. Okay, so let's go to the phone lines. We've got some questions on the text line for Morgan. We've got some folks stacked up on the Vibe broadband phone lines. Jump in at 654-7627. Let's start off with Dave in Simpsonville. Dave, how's your Thursday evening going?
You know, it's work is over with. We're headed to the house. It makes that a great, great Thursday. We just got to get through tomorrow so we can have a three-day weekend. I hope you guys are having a great day, too.
Yeah, we're having fun, Dave. What's what you got on your mind?
All right, well, answer this. Is Clemson recruiting against Georgia, or is Georgia recruiting against Clemson? And the reason I ask it in that way is because, you know, you've got Dabo. He's been in the area a lot longer. He's had an opportunity to, you know, spread his message, get his wings out, get his brand out. You've got Kirby, who's not been in that long. I mean, what, since 2016, somewhere in that ballpark. So he's getting his out. But yet we've lost some recruits to Georgia at the last minute. Now, you know, are there questionable methods? We don't know. That's for greater minds to decide. But in your opinion, who is recruiting against who?
Great question, Dave. What say you, Morgan Thomas?
Well, I'll go ahead and say it. They're using unstated methods. You know, we're speculating here, but
yes.
I mean, I think with the things that happen, you know, over the off season, the unfortunate things that were happening during last summer, where Clemson was under a microscope, that I feel like they had some things that were brought out that I don't think were true, and I think Georgia capitalized on it. I think Ohio State, you know, they lost two recruits. Nealon Green and Jordan Hancock.
Yep.
Both those recruits were pretty solid Clemson guys until all that stuff went down.
Yep.
And I think that Kirby Smart's still doing that. I mean, that's just my opinion, but I could.
So in this scenario, Clemson's recruiting against Georgia then?
Well,
I
would say the flip side. I would say Georgia is doing everything they can, from what I can tell, to target those same recruits and even in a sense going after ones that are closer to Clemson, and then, you know, not going to name names, but going and offering their little brother. You know, just little things like that that you don't see on the headlines. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why are you doing that, Georgia? Why are you doing that, Kirby? Oh, okay, you're just trying to take players from Clemson. And you know what happens with the SEC? They get all these players, and then they end up dumping them if they don't, you know, they have the hard conversation, which is really a hard conversation at Clemson because Dabo wants to see you go all the way to graduation.
Yes.
On the flip side, you got somebody like Kirby Smart, in my opinion. Hey, we just want you on the field. If you can't get on the field, see you later, you know? I think the same thing goes with Alabama as well. As many people as they bring in, as many young men they bring in, you know, it's more of like a factory, as is mentioned many times on these big networks about how Clemson is different and treats their offers different, treats slow plays, players a lot. And, you know, is it working as well as in the past? I wouldn't say it's not, because I just think this year is different. You know, if everybody else had three times as many recruits,
yep,
then I'm getting kind of nervous. And like I said, we get towards football season and Clemson still has four recruits or commits, then I'm nervous. I'm more nervous. But still, like I said, I do think, to your point, caller, I think that they're going after Clemson a little bit harder than they ever have.
Yep. Thanks for the call.
Well, go ahead, Dave.
Guys,
thank you so much. Y'all have a great day. No, that's fine. You get somebody else in. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Yeah, I didn't mean to cut you off there, Dave. Didn't know that you might have another question there. So, yeah, interesting feedback. And, again, we do know Clemson does it different than just about anybody else out there as far as volume of offers. They're always at the very bottom or very close to the bottom as far as the number of players that are offered and things like that. So, some interesting stuff. All right, we'll stay on the Vibe broadband phone line, 654-7627. Pendleton Jeff is here. What is up, Pendleton Jeff?
Oh, wow, back-to-back. Dave and Simpsonville and I practiced against each other every day in high school. Just a FYI. And I was going to talk about the college football playoff, but I've got a little, since y'all are talking about Georgia and Clemson, the industry I'm in, we get to go into locker rooms and areas where, you know, you see stuff, you know, at universities and whatnot. And so I was talking to a friend this week, and he just happened to be down in Athens this week. And he said that it's inside, it's like Georgia's squarely focused on Clemson. There's Clemson stuff everywhere pointing out that that's who they're targeting. Of course, it's the first game of the year, but it's
– yep.
And he was an East Carolina guy, so he was kind of – like he was a little shocked that they were already – you know, it was almost like he described it like Ohio State, you know, had Clemson on the clock last year in their locker room. And so anyway, that's just a tidbit.
No, that's good.
What I really want to focus on is some of the national guys and people that say, why do we want to expand the playoff? The games are already not, you know, the games are already not competitive. Well, of course they're not competitive because you have the same teams ending up there year after year. But the reason they're ending up there year after year, unlike the basketball tournament where conference champions get in and at-larges get in, with football, you have a smaller pool to sell those five-star athletes to go to. You know, the Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Georgia, you know, that seems to be, you know, the schools that are always up at the top.
Yep.
If you expand it, my theory is if you expanded it to six or eight and all conference champions were included, then the parity would, you know, Alabama's still going to be at the top. But then, you know, your Southern Cal, your Pac-12 schools, some of your Big 12 schools can say, hey, we get some of those five-star, high four-star recruits coming in. You can sell them that, hey, all we got to do is win our conference championship and we're in. And the field will level back out, much like, I mean, who would have thought, you know, 30 years ago that you'd have a team like Gonzaga playing for the national championship in basketball. So I think for the health of the sport and to level it back out and to keep everybody, the whole country interested, I think it needs to expand.
So, Pendleton Jeff, thanks for the call. I'm in agreement with you. I think you and I joined Walt a couple of weeks ago, and he was asking us about the playoffs. I'm a big proponent of a 16-team playoff.
It's more meaningful college football games. A lot of the bowl games are novelties, and whether the games are super competitive or not, I mean, if you're telling me 1 versus 16 is Clemson against, let's just say, Iowa from the Big Ten, and Clemson romps them, it's still a meaningful football game. And I'd much rather be watching that in the postseason than some of these bowl games, and especially with the amount that a lot of these players are dropping out of bowl games, I think you're going to need more meaningful postseason games in college football so that more and more athletes aren't dumping out and saying, hey, I'm going to go get ready for the draft. I'm not going to play, you know, this mid-tier bowl game someplace. But I think you're not in agreement with me. So I think you want to expand as well, but maybe not to 16.
Yeah, we mentioned this before. I like 8. I don't know if, because there is such a gap. But to Walt's point, and Jeff's point, we've created this monster of 5 monster teams.
Yeah.
Really 4 or 5, give or take, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would say Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Georgia, and Texas A&M, maybe, you know, close to being there. So I would say recruiting-wise, it's hurting everybody else because, you know, if you're coming up, you see the same 4 or 5 teams getting in every single time. You're not going to give the Cincinnati's of the world as much of a chance if you have that opportunity, or even the Indiana. And it's nice to see Indiana do well last year. It's nice to see Cincinnati do well. Goes back to what Walt was saying, too. Cincinnati, you started to realize as the season went on, Coastal Carolina, Cincinnati could have probably went 50-0, and they would have never gotten above 6. You know what I mean? They would have just always been not enough, whatever reason. And every week it was a different reason. Well, you know, they didn't go up because of this or that or whatever, you know. And so you started to realize, okay, it's the big boys game. Those other teams are not even getting mentioned. I do feel like the committee, you know, they haven't gotten it wrong. You know, so I do feel like that we haven't had a bogus champion or a fluke in any sense. So I do feel like every single year the best team has prevailed. But I do feel like expanding, you can't have 5 Power 5 conferences and leave one out every single year, especially when you're leaving out a whole entire side of the country in the West Coast. They have some great players out there, and you're starting to see it's hurting them because DJ's coming to Clemson.
Yep.
You know, you got other guys that are deciding, I'll go to Clemson. You got even people in Texas deciding, hey, I'll go to Ohio State instead, you know, or I'll go to Clemson instead. Or, you know, and so it's hurting that the national, you know, the ability for college football to become national like the NFL is. And that's been always the knock, is like the NFL is the leader of everything because, you know, anywhere you go, you typically most people know just about every single team. When we went to Phoenix, you know, the flights were hard to get.
Yes.
But the tickets, once you got there, weren't expensive, really. I mean, you could have got an upper deck ticket for like $100 for a national championship game. And that's because people in Phoenix are like, meh, whatever. You know, this is who's Clemson? Who's Alabama? You know, I mean, they probably know Alabama for sure.
Yes.
But Clemson's like, at the time, they were like, oh, Clemson, this is, the orange team, right? Yeah. You know, the Paw for sure. They know the Paw. And that logo helps a lot nationally, but it does hurt because, you know, people on the West Coast don't care about college football as much. And it's just going to make that gap even larger. So I would like to see more competition for sure.
Yeah. 8, 16, you could do 12 as a half measure. I think that's where it's going to end up. And again, I grew up watching the 1AA, you know, now FCS playoffs. And it was 16 teams. It just seemed to always work, right? All the conferences got taken care of. You had the at-larges in there. I'd like to see more meaningful postseason football. For those that argue, well, hey, then the regular season doesn't mean as much. Well, seedings, I'd like to see the first games of the playoffs, if you had 16 teams, be at home. I mean, I think that would be a great way to make the regular season continue to be meaningful because, oh, Clemson lost a game, so now they're going to be number 11 seed. Well, that's a big deal because now they're going to go on the road and have to play in somebody else's home stadium. So I think that would be a way that you could kind of keep the hooks in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're really expanding it to just 8 at that point. So it's, you know, 8 games at home stadiums. And then you could kind of take the, you know, New Year's Six Bowls and all those kind of things and put it all together. So definitely an interesting thing to talk about there. So we've gotten a couple of questions on the text line, and we'll keep the phones open as well. Vibe Broadband phone line 654-7627. Hanging out here with my buddy Morgan Thomas from the Morgan Thomas Show. I am Mark Childress filling in for Walt Deptula all week long, and this is Road Rage.
Get your home clean for the summer and ready for Memorial Day weekend with friends and family by calling the cleaning pros at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Call 864-558-7300 or schedule online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Carson staff is continuing to take all COVID-19 precautions to keep you safe. Double fried chicken wings, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and ribeye sandwiches, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400, Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson.
All South Carolinians are now eligible for the COVID-19 vaccines. For help finding a vaccine location in your area, visit scdhec.gov/vaxlocator or call 1-866-365-8110. COVID-19 vaccines are free and don't require ID or insurance. Visit scdhec.gov/vaxlocator or call 1-866-365-8110 to find a vaccine location near you.
Have you thought about the legacy you will leave for your family? David Green would like to help you ensure that you leave a legacy you are proud of. There is no better time than right now to plan for the future. Whether it is a simple will, power of attorney, family trust, or other option, David is here to help you prepare the right plan for you and your family. Call today at 864-271-7940 so they can help discuss your family's legacy.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
I'm Emily Bennett. My dad and his team at Bennett Equipment rent and sell Takeuchi track loaders, excavators, and wheel loaders. Takeuchi was the first to put rubber tracks on compact equipment. 58 years later, they've come from world first to world leader in compact equipment. Bennett and Takeuchi now offer a wide range of attachments from buckets and forks to forestry mulchers. Call my dad or visit BennettEquipment.net, and when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Hello, Medicare recipient and WCCP listener. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Questions that I receive a lot are, if I have a chronic health condition, or if I get extra help on my prescription drug cost, or if I have Medicare and Medicaid, or if I have relocated recently, or if I have just recently started my Part B late, or I am at least 65 and just now retiring from work, do I qualify for a special election period to make a plan change? The simple answer is yes. Please call today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and I will be glad to assist you.
At Ingles, we know that big dreams don't always make it to the big leagues. But we also know that baseball is heart. It's fun. It's family. Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
This week at Ingles, select sizes and varieties Pillsbury Oreo cake mix, brownie mix, or frosting. Two for $3. Select sizes and varieties 8 o'clock bag or K-cup coffee, $4.98 each. And select varieties 14-pound bag, Beneful dry dog food, $12.98 each. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
Welcome back into Road Rage. Mark Childress filling in for Walt Deptula. I have Morgan Thomas from the Morgan Thomas Show in studio with me. Phone lines are open. We've got some folks on there right now, 654-7627. Keep your texts coming to the Health Dare text line, 986-1566. We've been talking Clemson football recruiting. We've been talking college football. I did have my question of the day earlier. What's the worst rule in sports? I want to ask Morgan about that. I think we might have a caller about that as well. But let me tell you about our friends at Gilstrap Roofing. Big friends of the show. A dedicated staff of professional roofers. They've been in business, get this, since 1935. Absolutely amazing. You know, your roof is your property's primary defense against damage from rain, hail, wind, other harsh weather conditions. We will be seeing those harsh weather conditions over the course of the next couple of months. These summer pop-up storms with the crazy wind, wild rain. I feel like we get hail at our house a couple of times a year. You need to take advantage of Gilstrap Roofing's free storm damage analysis to evaluate the condition of your roof. They do residential, commercial, storm damage, roof repair. Give them a call at 269-1232, 269-1232. That is Gilstrap Roofing. All right, you can follow Morgan on Twitter at The Morgan T Show. You can follow me at Childress Mark. Appreciate that over there. Let's go to the phones right now. Big Bad Bob, I did ask my question of the day earlier. What's the worst rule in sports, Bob? What is your take on the worst rule in sports? Which one do you not like?
Hello, Mark.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just a mean old man. I don't like a lot of rules. You know, I want to go back to the old transfer rule. And I don't want replay anymore. But I think the worst rule right now that somebody could do something about in pros and college football, as far as that goes, you were talking about the overtime rule in soccer. Nothing seems fair in these things. But I think they should go back. If they had this at one time where you could have one more quarter, and make it either 15 minutes, 10 minutes, or 5 minutes, and you play the game like it's originally, like it's played normally.
Yeah.
And you play that time, and whatever is, if it's a tie at the end, you're tied. Well, you stay there all night for a game, and I just don't think that's good for the team or the fans. And you know, we might as well go back. The pros have ties, but the thing about the pros, they the first one that scores win. And these 25-yard line deals I don't like. So I wish they could go back if they could have something that they could have for, you know, when you get older like me, you can't remember. You go to a ball game and you go to overtime, you say, what's going on? I can't even remember how they do it. If they make it so complicated, you know, it's like do all these things and it's kind of complicated. Honestly, what are the rules for overtime this year? Have they changed them?
I don't think they've changed in college or the pros. Actually, college may have adjusted. You may have to go for the 2-point conversion on the second touchdown this year instead of the third touchdown. So a little nuance to your point. I'm making your point for you now, Big Bad Bob.
Yeah. Listen, thanks. I'm enjoying the show. I'll take it off the air. Thanks, Mark. Enjoying it.
Awesome. Thank you, Big Bad Bob. Always good to hear from you. Yeah, we could do a whole show on overtimes and what we like and what we don't like. What's, Morgan, for you, what's the worst rule in sports? Which one do you not like?
First of all, I need a name like Big Bad Bob, you know.
You can just come up with one.
Well, you know, I thought about Captain Morgan, but that's copywritten already. You know, I can't, that's trademarked, so I can't do that.
You'd be like Sergeant Morgan or Major Morgan or something like that. Yeah. Just pivot off of it a little bit.
I was Sergeant Morgan.
I could open up the text lines for nicknames for you if you'd like, and then God knows what we'll end up with.
Yeah,
right?
We're going to change the channel to not Morgan Thomas Show, but whatever you want. It can't be Captain Morgan. We can do Sergeant Morgan. That's what I used to, you know, Sergeant Thomas used to be that. But
yeah, there you go.
I would, you know, it's hard for me. I obviously the targeting rule I think is ridiculous. You get somebody kicked out of the game. I don't necessarily like, I never thought about the jump ball thing, about how bad they are at it. I never really thought about that. I just assumed, you know, I just don't watch basketball that much. I'd rather play it than watch it. But I think this is completely off.
Okay.
The one thing that I liked about the XFL 2.0,
Yes.
Was their kickoff, where they kind of, you know, lined you, I can't even exactly remember how they did it, but they had the line up and they kicked it and neither side could move until that the receiver caught the ball.
Yes.
And then they could move. And that stopped the forward momentum of these guys just basically sprinting full speed, you know, 4.240s, you know, straight into somebody else.
Yep.
And it stopped the wedge and all these other ridiculous things, but it allowed for really good kick returns.
I'd like to see that. You've basically taken the kick return game completely out of college and pro football.
I mean, what do? They kick it in the, I mean, other than maybe Florida, everybody else kicks it in the end zone, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's like, you know, that was the joke from Gator fans. If they could just do that, they probably would have won more games. But I think fixing the, I miss the days of seeing CJ and Jacoby Ford. Now the question is, who actually, you know, was the reason behind all those returns? Was it Jacoby Ford leading the way with his speed, showing CJ where to go, kind of painting the way, or was it CJ's talent? I don't know. It, you know, a chicken and egg kind of thing. But
yeah.
I do feel like that, you know, especially nowadays, you definitely need to kick it out of bounds, and they're just making it even easier and easier. I mean, you might as well, if the rules were the way they would keep going, they might as well kick off from the, you know, midfield and just kick it out of the stadium, you know. So I don't like that. That's two that I just thought of as driving down here.
Yeah, we've got somebody jumping in on the 864 on the text line. And again, I put this question of the day out at the beginning of the 4 o'clock hour. What's the worst rule in sports? This is an interesting one. He's like, I've always thought it's stupid that you can check with the first base umpire if the home plate umpire says somebody didn't swing, but you can't check with the first base umpire to see if he did or didn't swing. You see what I'm saying? So if the home plate umpire says he didn't swing, you can appeal to first. Why can't you appeal to first if the umpire says you did swing?
You know,
that's a good point. Never thought about that one.
If it was up to me, I'd get rid of all the umpires. I'd do it all digital. I don't like this balls and strikes. You got somebody calling strikes this one way. I'm really going to ruffle feathers.
Well, no, but you know, I think at the U.S. Tennis Open this year, they're removing the line judges and they're just going to use the technology.
I want to see it. I would just like to see a couple of games play just to see how it is. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's, I mean, there is some tradition there where you got, you know, this guy's calling it high, this guy's calling it low, whatever, this guy's, you know.
They are using the strike zone in one of the low minors this year as well. But I think the umpire's still out there, but I think it's the balls and strikes are called by, you know, computer in the sky, AI, all that kind of stuff. So interesting stuff there. Okay, hey, back to the Vive broadband phone line, 654-7627 if you want to get in. Rory, my man, what's going on?
Thank you so much. Mark, you've been doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
I was a little bit upset with some of the regulars, but I guess everybody's starting to get in, you know. I'm an old guy, and I forgot about the great things your daughter did or is doing with Pups for Pups.
Thank you.
Man, that is such great stuff. I love it. Man, you know, I'm doing everything I can. I was thinking about something, and I would like you and Morgan Chestnut to comment on it real quick. Guys that have taken over games that you've actually been at, I watched this one particular guy play a game at Clemson, and then I watched him play a game at the Georgia Dome. Julius Peppers,
oh yeah,
dominated the game against Clemson. That North Carolina won like 30-0, and then after that, I watched him in an NFL game against the Falcons and basically dominated the game from the defensive end position, and the Panthers, they lost the game. You know, the Falcons had Michael Vick. It was a great game. But I was wondering, have either of you guys ever seen like one guy dominate a couple of games that you've actually been at?
Yeah, so Morgan, I don't know if you have one, but yeah, Rory, I saw Terrell Owens in the Georgia Dome when he played for the 49ers against the Falcons, and I could look it up. I actually talked about this on one time when I filled in for Walt, but he had three touchdowns that day and just about 200 yards receiving. But in the fourth quarter, every single person in the Georgia Dome knew they were going to throw the ball to T.O., and they could not stop him. And he scored a touchdown with under 2 minutes left in the game to tie it. It went into overtime, the weird overtime rules back then. 49ers get the ball, and literally they threw like four straight passes to T.O. and ended up getting a touchdown to win the game. That's the most dominant individual performance that I've ever seen, because everyone in the stadium, they couldn't. They had two guys on them. They had a safety over the top. It didn't matter. Nobody was stopping them. I don't know if you've ever ended up with one like that, Morgan.
Oh, man, that's a hard one, you know, because
it feels like there's a lot of basketball players that come into Little John and have ridiculous games like this, where there have been some guards over the years. There was a guard for North Carolina.
Actually played basketball.
Yeah, no, I remember. There was a guard for North Carolina, and then Parentis for Virginia a couple of years ago. Both came in and dropped like 35 to 40 in Little John, and that's the best games they ever had of their careers. But I digress. You got anything, Morgan, when you've been at?
Going back to baseball, I kind of remember, you know, growing up, it seemed like anybody the Braves traded away when they then played them
the next year.
Going
old school Braves, yeah.
Yeah, like they trade them away or get rid of them, and they're like, okay, they're not doing anything with the Braves. And then they get on the next team, and they throw a complete game no-hitter or something against the Braves. And so it's like, oh, okay, great. He was great. You know, he was average on our team, but now he's, you know, dominating us. So
hey Morgan, I'm sorry, one last thing, fellas. Mark, Morgan Chestnut, Ramona, I actually seen a Bigfoot carrying a Duke's mayo jar.
Rory, love you, man. Thank you for calling us.
Hey, you guys have a great day. Great show. Fantastic.
We will, man. We talked mayonnaise for almost an hour back in the 4 o'clock hour with all the Duke's mayonnaise stuff. So he's hearkening back to that. So, hey, we did get another question in on the text line here before we hit the top of the hour, Morgan. How do these recruiting services determine star ratings? I know it's, I don't want to say random, and it seems like that there's a lot of movement at times that will get a lot of eyeballs to websites and things like that. But that was a call that came in off the air from Tony. I was wondering what your take was on that. We got about 2 minutes for you at the top of the hour.
Well, I do want to go back. A name popped up in my head, Bill Goldberg. All right. WCW. Like
okay.
180-0, something okay. like that. His streak.
That's dominant. You'd get some wrestling angle in here. Morgan and I got in a fight on Twitter earlier today. You wanted to do a segment on what?
AEW. It's Double or Nothing this weekend. It's going to be the first full capacity wrestling event since COVID happened.
Now, I'm excited about that aspect of it.
I mean, Tony Khan, Shad Khan, owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars. You know everybody here is a Jaguars fan now.
Yeah, there you go.
So just go ahead when you're getting your Jaguars jersey. Go ahead and get you an AEW jersey. Go head down to Jacksonville. Let's watch some wrestling.
There you go.
You know, Sting will be wrestling. Sting. You know, face paint, Sting?
I'm not a wrestler 90s. Guy at all. I mean, I know who Sting is.
He hasn't wrestled in probably 6 years.
I don't know if I would know him. Now, I did when I worked at an ice cream shop in high school in Augusta, Georgia. I did serve ice cream to Andre the Giant. He got a gallon of ice cream, and I'm assuming went back to his hotel room and ate it. And it's the biggest human being I've ever seen.
I've heard stories about him, you know, just destroying an entire aisle of alcohol, too. You know, him and Ric Flair and all those guys up in Charlotte. But
I can't imagine.
So for recruiting, I mean, it first and foremost starts with the position the player is already playing, and it's their measurables, you know, their height and weight.
Yep.
So those are things that you can kind of put down on a sheet of paper and rank people in that way. Are they where they need to be for their age compared to everybody else for that position specifically? Like, there are a few players that Clemson's going after that are 6'6" defensive ends. That's kind of the height you want, 6'5", 6'6", but they're maybe 200 pounds.
Yeah.
You really want more like 260.
Yes.
So it's height and weight, and then it's film, and then it's maybe how they compete against other high schools.
Yes.
And if their high school was good or bad in that state. So there's a lot of things, but for Clemson, is seeing them in person is a big deal too.
Yep. Very good synopsis there. All right. Hey, Vive Broadband phone lines will be open for the final hour, 654-7627. Morgan Thomas from the Morgan Thomas Show will continue to hang out here. We'll talk a little bit more Clemson recruiting. We've got a couple more questions that have come in on the text line. We'll be talking tons of college football and NFL as well. Just 1 hour remaining. Mark Childress has been filling in for Walt Deptula all week long. Thanks for having me. This is Road Rage.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
This is Line X Country. Hardworking and built Line X tough. Accessories and customization that go beyond the bedliner. Way beyond.
Come see us today at Line X of Anderson.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that soft dad bod at the beach or the pool. Come on in to Low Country Mail today and we'll get that weight off, get your energy up, get your game back in the bedroom.